Linda Fair, who biked across Canada with several dogs in the 1990s, said her final farewells to her beloved husky, Kilo, at a Whitehorse hospice on April 17. The pair were separated following Fair's hospitalization a year ago. Fair, suffering from pneumonia, is near the end of her life and had to give up her dogs when she became ill, which broke her heart. Barbara Quilty, a friend of Fair, helped arrange an opportunity for Kilo to reunite with Fair at Wind River Hospice House in Whitehorse as a final poignant goodbye. When she became sick, she had to get rid of all her dogs and it broke her heart because they are the descendants of her original 5 dogs that she took across Canada, Quilty told the news. Clementine Chavanon, a professional dog trainer, helped facilitate the visit by chaperoning Kilo to the hospice. Chavanon adopted one of Fair's dogs and brought Kilo for the visit because of his gentle and calm nature, as Quilty noted that sled dogs can be quite rambunctious at times. On April 17, Kilo entered Fair's room, carefully climbed onto the bed with her and rested his chin on her chest. A delightful smile spread across Fair's face as the two reconnected after being apart following Fair's hospitalization. "When I needed my dogs, they were always there," Fair said. The reunion with Kilo sparked a nostalgic retelling of Fair's travels across Canada. With only an hour's notice and a meager budget following the breakdown of a relationship, Fair and her 5 dogs embarked on an impromptu journey that spanned several provinces. Fair and her team of dogs faced numerous challenges along the way, from blizzards and injuries to flat tires and troubles with the law. However, she recounted uplifting moments of generosity from Canadians as she made her way across the country. Fair authored 2 volumes titled, 5 Dog Night, chronicling her journey from Edmonton, Alta, to Thunder Bay, Ont. As she resiliently cycled across Canada, her story captures the close bond she formed with her canine companions who accompanied her on the adventure. He said, "Well, I need to give you an hour to get out of here, take your stuff and go. I had camping gear ready. I figured a pound of dog food, lots of dog things, of course, and we headed off down the highway. I let them pull me on a wheel type of pedal bicycle," Fair said, recounting the beginning of her travels. "You are not supposed to be committing vagrancy. You have to prove that you have the ability and means to travel." A nice officer came over and said, "Hello ma'am, where are you going today?" I said, "Oh, I thought the rest of Canada's a good place." He seemed perturbed by that, Fair said. Fair, a former Carcross librarian, began her journey across Canada fleeing domestic abuse with only 25 cents in her pocket, Quilty said. Quilty, aware of Fair's deep bond with her dogs, coordinated with Chavanon to bring Kilo for a final visit. Quilty was inspired by a similar experience with her sister, where a horse was brought to her in a hospital parking lot. Quilty told the news she aimed to bring joy to Linda in her final days by recreating a connection to her beloved dogs. "Rita Smith, who owns Goldsmith Morgans, fulfilled my sister's last dying wish of riding a horse, but because my sister couldn't get up and go to the horses, Rita brought the horses to the parking lot of the hospital," Quilty said. "You wouldn't even know she was sick when you saw her that day. She was so excited. So, for Linda, I wanted to do the same." Quilty told the news she shares a deep friendship with Fair, with the two often supporting each other in times of need. Quilty recalled organizing a team to deliver 6 cords of firewood to Fair, highlighting their strong bond and dedication to helping one another. "I met her in Carcross. She was a librarian at the Carcross Library, and we met at church, the Carcross Church, and I lived there," Quilty said. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.